Former Secret Service agent Clint Hill says providing security for President John F. Kennedy was a challenge.
With President Kennedy, was mix and mingle. He didn't like anybody to be come between he and the people.
November 22, 1963, began like most presidential visits, even though it was in a part of the country, Texas, that was not enthusiastic about the president.
This was an extremely conservative area. Kennedy was not labeled as a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, but we had no threats, no information that would lead us to believe that it was going to be a major problem.
As the president's motorcade made its way through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Hill was on a vehicle behind the presidential limousine.
And I heard an explosive noise to my right rear, to the rear of the motorcade. I saw the president grab at his throat and move to his left. I knew something was wrong. So I jumped and ran toward the presidential car with the idea of getting up on top. By the time I just about got to the car, third shot had been fired, hit the president in the head, caused a massive wound which caused blood and brains and bone material to be exploded out onto the car, onto me, onto Mrs. Kennedy. She was trying to retrieve some material that came off the president's head, went to the right rear. I grabbed her and did the best I could to get her back in the seat. When I did that, the president fell to his left into her lap. I got up on top and lay on top behind both of them, and I turned and gave a thumbs down to the follow-up car.
Something has happened in the motorcade, Bruce.
That event lasted less than a minute, but it scarred Clint Hill for life.
I feel guilt. I feel responsibility. I was the only agent who was in a position to do anything that day.
The assassination of President John F. Kennedy shook the nation and the Secret Service. The car the president was traveling in that day in Dallas is now on display for everyone to see here at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. Agent Clint Hill would go on to protect three more presidents, but overcome by depression, largely because he felt he didn't get on the back of this car a second sooner, he retired from the Secret Service in 1975. He rarely spoke about what happened that day in Dallas, but in 2009, author Lisa McCubbin requested an interview for a potential book.
He'd done one interview in 1975 with 60 Minutes. That's a classic interview in which he had basically a nervous breakdown on television. And from then, he went into seclusion.
But eventually, Hill and other agents decided to talk, in part to document how the assassination affected them. Hill, McCubbin, and former agent Gerald Blaine collaborated on several books. Hill says the release of the books The Kennedy Detail, Mrs. Kennedy and Me, and this year's 5 Days in November has been therapeutic.
Especially being able to go out and talk to the people about the book, answer it, a lot of the questions that they have, because there are still a lot of questions out there.
But the questions Clint Hill says he will always struggle to answer are the what-ifs that have plagued him since that fateful day 50 years ago. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.